Because. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would like to thank this round of speakers that were not governments, but important partners in diverse, but all important partners working with us on refugees, displaced returnees, statelessness, and other mandate issues. Merci.
I'd like to thank the African Union for their statement. Thank you, Jean-Marie. I'd like to assure the African Union and African states who wish to contribute to this session of the Executive Committee that Africa remains a priority for the HCR. And in this context, cooperation with the African Union also remains a priority. I would like to congratulate the African Union, thank them for their intention to improve or strengthen its capacity to face humanitarian crises. This was indeed mentioned by the speaker. I would also like to thank, well, I don't know if we'd like to congratulate a convention, but I'd like to thank you for your mention of the Kampala Convention, its fourth anniversary. It's a very important instrument. As I stated in my opening comments, my opening statement, we have a very serious intention of making our commitments with displaced persons, internally displaced persons, more predictable and more organised. So this is in this vein. I am with you, indeed. Thank you for having reminded us of my call for more resources to be given to the African crisis. In the same direction, I'd like to also thank ECOWAS for their statement. We've had many statements from West African states. And as I said this morning, but I must repeat it here, it's true that it is a region or a sub-region where we have seen significant progress in finding solutions to problems, refugee problems, and in reducing statelessness. So all of this is happening because there is political will to move forward on this important, in this important area. So thank you, thank you, ECOWAS, Mali, and other countries as well.
Thank you to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, an important partner. It is sad but true to hear what we know, that 70% of the 65 million people that we've spoken so much about in the last 3 days are from countries that are members of the OIC. But at the same time, we know that because they are in that region, we can avail ourselves, or those people can avail themselves, rather, of the very strong tradition of Islamic hospitality that has been evoked, and I would like to stress again. I'm very glad. I would like to thank the delegate of the OIC for having flagged those two refugee situations or displacement situations, Somalia and Afghanistan, which also we want to elevate in the international agenda to move towards durable solutions. So thank you for your cooperation. In the context of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework, I think that those will be situations which we will have to look at very seriously. I listen carefully and with gratitude to the statement of the International Federation of the Red Cross. Indeed, the Red Cross movement at many levels remains a very important partner. And I would like to salute also the courage and the dedication with which, especially volunteers and staff in national societies are working to help refugees and displaced people, often at the sacrifice of their lives. We've seen this in Syria, and we've seen this in many other places. Thank you for that, and we'll continue, of course, to cooperate at field level, but also in establishing these frameworks. I would, of course, be remiss if I didn't thank UNDP. This was the only United Nations statement tonight. Thank you very much, UNDP. It was said, but let me echo it again, remains a key partner within the UN in addressing this complicated problem or issue of the nexus between humanitarian and development action. And I think that the two examples given are good. We need to build on the practice that we have gone through in the countries bordering Syria through the 3RP program, and also at more process and theoretical level, but certainly a very important level through the Solutions Alliance. So thank you for recalling those two important examples. Many thanks to the Sovereign Order of Malta who for their very good statement. I was certainly very happy to visit your facility in Germany, and I know that you are engaged also in many other situations through volunteers and through professionals in addressing refugee situations. We'll continue to work with you. And thank you for your mention of our interest to continue dialogue with faith-based organizations. This is something, like I said yesterday, my predecessor initiated that I intend to build on, because it's a very important sector. As you said, it was mentioned also in the New York Declaration. And last but certainly not least, let me conclude by thanking Mercy Corps for their statement on behalf of the NGOs. The NGOs come last, but you know they could easily come first in this debate because of their extraordinary contribution at all levels, be it systems and approaches, be it protection, be it assistance, be it operational engagement. You're with us. And I said it, I hope, as clearly as I could in my opening statement. In the follow-up to New York that was evoked in the statement, I can only confirm that, you know, of the many points that you have raised, yes, we want to work with civil society and NGOs from the outset on developing the concept of response frameworks. Yes, to a very practical and operational approach that starts now bottom-up. We've done the top-down in New York. We need to work bottom-up now. Yes, to really bridging that famous humanitarian development gap once and for all, starting from the beginning of responses. Yes, yes to flexibility. I spoke about that in terms of our internal, the need for our internal reforms. And yes to flexibility also in the manner we fund NGO partners. We certainly look at all these areas. And thank you for amplifying and adding to my own points of yesterday on some very important issues. Of course, the reaffirmation of fundamental refugee protection principles, the importance of resettlement, the centrality of youth, and the crucial focus that we have to pay on certain protection issues, such as child detention. What you said about the integration index is certainly very interesting. We'll build on that, but many of these issues will be taken up shortly by the Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, so I'll let him elaborate on them. Thank you all. This closes my responses. I really enjoyed following your statements and being able to contribute to some of the feedback. Thank you very much.